April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we'll hear from local writer and visual artist Christine Sari from Marquette, Michigan. She'll be reading from a new collection of poems released April 1st, 2018.
This is a new volume of poems, my first. It's called Blossoms in the Dark of Winter. And it's published April 1st, so just in time for Poetry Month. And it is about the Austrian farm where I grew up and which we still possess between 1938 and now. So it's a big span of time, and it is in five sections. And I thought I'd read one poem from each section. So the first section is called Beginnings. There are five poems, and this one is called St. Barbara Day, December 4th, 1938. Anna arrives in the village pregnant and ill-prepared for hardship on a mountain farm. She comes from the glitter of Berlin on this cold December day, the day of St. Barbara. She climbs the mountain, torn between hope and fear. Her heavy belly slows her stride. She plods toward her new home, built like a fortress, guarded by tall orchard trees. To greet her, her husband has cut bare cherry branches, a farmer's custom on this day of St. Barbara. They will bloom at Christmas, he says. New life in the midst of cold and snow. He takes her into his loving arms. It will be hard, but trust, there will be blossoms. Blossoms in the dark of winter. The second session is about the grandmother. And this is about the end of her life. And it's called Ground Coffee. Ground Coffee. September 1947. The last days of her life, Margarete Dahle slept in sheets sent by her daughter Hilde. She had had no bedding for the 2 years of her refugee life. I had forgotten how glorious it is to sleep in sheets, she wrote. Fresh sheets and the hope for a visit from Anna, her Austrian daughter, were the great joys before her heart gave out. Among her mother's meager belongings, Hilde found a package. The ground coffee she had sent to strengthen her mother's heart and nourish her soul. Her mother had saved it. For Anna's visit, said a note. The third section is called The Child. That's me. And there are nine poems, and this one is called My Kingdom. My mother sits at her desk typing, 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 typing all day. I take off, roam in the hills. I hunt for chanterelles in the beech woods above. I find wild strawberries below the house. I pick bluebells in the neighbor's pasture. I climb pinnacle rocks in the forest nearby. I spy my neighbor's house far below, our farm beyond the forest in the distance. I look far into the valley. I'm a princess who surveys her kingdom. Last, I seek out my refuge, the linden tree high on a ridge above a mountain stream. I must pass the charcoal burner's gloomy hut, his smoldering woodpile in the forest. I fear his wild beard, his black sooty face. I worry he might snatch little pigtailed girls. But the tree lures me on. Out of its hollowed trunk grows a circle of 16 tree-sized stems. I climb into the green cave, am hidden in the dense canopy. This is my retreat, my sanctuary, a magic place all my own. Here I can think, dream, and cry. Today I must cry, for I will soon leave to go to school in town. My strawberries will ripen without me. My bluebells will not be picked. My mushrooms will go undiscovered. My linden tree will be deserted. Next is the mother, 7 poems. This is called Pirates. Mischief in their eyes, they look out from a self-timed photograph. They named sea robber Jenny and pirate Tom, an inspiration from the Rocker's 3-penny opera. I know I'm a bad girl, says her grin, and I don't care. His mouth is sensuous, his smile bemused. He still has to grow into his beard. Their heads lean to touch. Her white curls meet his black mane. Her hand on his shoulder. A lover's gentle touch. She is 78, he 23. She's a writer. He, the baker in the village. They share the love of books and defy taboos. Each gives the other what they need. His love heals her lifetime wound. She frees him from his fear of women. They know their love is a gift on borrowed time. To their surprise, it lasts 5 years. And the last section is the future. Now. And now. It's called Christmas 2001. At 94, my mother has let go. She died while we fixed the farm. For half a century, she had lived with only a stove for heat, grateful for warm water and electric lights. Who would want more? We do. Central heating, a shower, rooms for family and guests. We want it all. Money handed down and 8 months of labor transformed the place. Christmas. Our family is ready for a Christmas in comfort and in warmth. Christmas at the farm. Our ancestors hover over us. We cut a tree in the woods like my father once did. We hang the ornaments he made as a child. We bake cookies from my mother's recipes. We sled on my childhood sled. We tell stories of Christmas in times of war, of the last Christmas my father was here. The Madonna still smiles from the corner. 3 generations gathered. We are the oldsters now. Memories and nostalgia reign. Yet the laughter of grandchildren has brought new life to this house, has made Christmas and the farm new at the start of this millennium.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.